Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today we want to talk with you about a subject that I believe is really capturing the hearts of people. And that is, I want to talk about fear. Because so many people are dealing with this thing right now, and so many people are dealing with the obstacles of it. You know, in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, he said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so many times people say, well, Pastor, how do I know if I'm dealing with fear? How do I know if fear's got in my heart? Well, you can watch what comes out of your mouth. Because what comes out of your mouth is exactly what's going on in your heart. And so there's a story, when I begin to read about this story and I begin to be captivated by what he was saying here in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. See, anytime you take your eyes off of Jesus and the finished work and you place your eyes on you, you're stepping into fear. You're stepping into a place of where you cannot allow the Spirit to lead you, but you're led by your feelings and by your emotions and by your fears. And so fear is a powerful thing. And 2 Timothy says, for I've not given you spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, how many of you ever been captivated by fear? Maybe you went to the doctor and you got a bad report, or maybe you got a bill through the mail and you went off. I mean, I had a situation just a few months ago. It's been maybe a year and a half ago or something like that now. But anyway, I went to the mailbox one day and I got a water bill for $4,600 and some few dollars. And I thought, my goodness, now where in the world? And I had just moved into this house, so I was concerned because I thought, where in the world did I use $4,600 worth of the water bill? And I thought, well, maybe the people didn't pay their water bill and it's catching up or whatever. You know how your mind thinks, but all of a sudden, you know, it was not that. It was a mistake, and that's a wonderful thing. But immediately, I was captivated by that $4,500 water bill. I wasn't captivated by, you know, this is going to work out. This is going to turn out my way. I'm going to be blessed by this. What I saw is I began to be captured by fear. And now all the things that's going on into the world today, we do need to be concerned, but we don't need to be consumed with fear, because I believe that if fear enters into your heart, you begin to speak it out of your mouth. And I love what Matthew chapter 14 verse 22 says. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he was with the multitude, sent the multitude away. When he had sent the multitude away, he went out on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was still in the middle of the water, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. You know, it's so hard that when you get captured by fear, it's hard to see the Lord. It's hard to see the Lord. They hadn't been but just an hour or so earlier. They'd been with him on the shore. Now they're in the middle of a storm, and all of a sudden they're captivated by the wind and the waves and the storm. They forgot what he even looks like. You know, so many times I think when obstacles and opportunities come into our life and distress tries to grab us and persecution tries to grab us, we got to realize that we got to see him in the middle of all this. Right now, in the midst of what's going on in this country, we got to be able to see him. And the Bible said they cried out with fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, said, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if that's you, I'm not sure if that's you or not, but if that's you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And Peter had come down out of the boat. He walked on the water to Jesus. And when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink. Now, how many times have you ever known anybody to begin to sink? They just go immediately down when you jump into water. You don't immediately begin to sink. And he began to sink. Here's what happened. We've knocked Peter and preached a lack of faith here, but Peter was looking at a greater revelation of Jesus. He was looking to see something. There was 12 disciples in that boat. Nobody asked to come but Peter. Peter said, Lord, I want to see another side of you. If that's you, I'm seeing something. I'm in some battles right now, but I'm seeing something. I'm seeing an opportunity. See, I believe that's where we're at today in the world. I believe we're at a place of seizing an opportunity to step into a dimension, to know God in a greater capacity, to know God in a greater dimension. And so we've knocked Peter and said, you know, this guy's full of faith. He just struggled. But I believe Peter was stepping out of the boat to know Jesus in a different dimension. And I believe this was a revelation. See, so many times we wonder if God's left us when it's only an opportunity. But it's hard to see that opportunity when you're going through the struggles, you're going through the wind. They were being tossed in the water, and they didn't know if they were going to drown or not, but they were being tossed left and right. And all of a sudden, Peter said, Lord, I don't know if that's you, but if that's you, command me to come. And all Jesus said was, come. Now, you know you can't walk on water, but Peter had a word that he walked on. And when he walked on that word, the Bible said he began to sink, and when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, and he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately stretched out his hands and called him and said to him, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when he had got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were with him in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Now, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he did the impossible. He walked on the water. Jesus was walking on the water and did the supernatural. See, I think it's a supernatural time for the body of Christ right now. I think it's a time that we step into another dimension of the Spirit, to where we step into a place that's beyond anything we can imagine. That we step into a place, this is not a time, this is a time to be precautious, but this is a time to release your faith and see that God's doing something behind the scenes here. Now, I do want to correct something. This is not God doing this. God is going to use this and show us that He's in the middle of this, but this great opportunity is going to arise out of that. So I want you to do me a favor today. I want you to push back your fear and release your grace and stretch forth your hand and say, "Lord, I'm trusting you and I'm seeing the good in this because I'm about to walk on water."